was Tasmanian and operating in West Australia and Northern Territory, West Australia, and in these bubble helicopters, there's not much, you can't escape the sun with them to an extent. And also, if you take people out to do their work, and that could include entomologists or whatever, and you'd spend the day with them, and you'd be hanging around in the bush, you know, not, when I say bush, it's often desert type country, and you can't get out of the sun. Well, that's all the doctors can tell me. That, going up to work for, say, a couple of months in West Australia and then coming back to Hobart meant that I was continually getting shocked, if you like, or burnt. And you see, I've got one eye these days, and that was sort of a cancer. It's got its moments. I often wear a patch. There's no escaping. They no longer wanted to treat me, and just simply said, I'll go. But they've already given me a time, and I've already beaten it. And so all I can do is keep plodding on. When you're exposed to it, you're at hospitals a fair bit and so on. It's such a different story for an adult. For a kid, young girls literally writhing on the floor saying, why me, why me? Well, I heard that. And my brain doesn't even say why me, it says why not me.
How did it feel once you had to have your eye removed and you couldn't fly anymore?
When you're 80 years of age and you've lost an eye, you have a bit more convincing, haven't you, that you can see and do things, but it didn't work that way. There's no reason why I couldn't, though, you know, untested, though.
Do you think you could still fly?
Oh, I could, yes, I'm sure, but I don't know how well, that's the thing. Judgment's a funny thing, isn't it, judging distance and the like, but, yeah, I could still fly, I know I could.